Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't gotta do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. Ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, everybody. A groundbreaker. Happy Wednesday to you, wherever you may be. As the introduction suggests, my name is indeed Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter at JWright929ESPN. Jeff Calkins is still on vacation up in Michigan, but fear not, he's going to join us here in just a moment. We'll get into some Tiger news as well as the latest on the Grizzlies, including the addition officially now of Tyus Jones as Minnesota elected not to match the Memphis Grizzlies offer. Really, really big lineup today. Really excited to add Brian Scalabrine, of course, White Mamba, Celtics analyst, of course, radio.com sports insider. He's going to join us on the program at about 9:40. Excited to have him. It's, of course, Wednesday, so Dan Devine is going to join us. But with no Chris Harrington, we're going to move Dan back to 10 o'clock, so you'll get your NBA news not only at 9:40 when Brian Scalabrine joins. Dan, of course, will be at 10 o'clock. Ben Hogan's going to be rolling in here. Ben and I are going to have some fun during the second hour. We'll get into all of that and more when Ben joins us in just a little bit. But now let's welcome on the man that lends his name, of course, to the program. He, of course, is Jeff Calkins. Jeff, good day, sir. How are you?
I'm good, Jeffrey. And you? Well, let's be honest. I'm completely smitten by the rampaging summer grizz. That's what I am. As they tear through the summer league and lay waste to the opposition.
Yeah, I said last week, I just not really one for the Utah summer league. I just don't think it's the preseason summer league, and once you get
right
to Vegas, that's
these are the games that really matter. Mm-hmm. And no one's fooling anyone. It's like the regular season versus the play. There's no question. This is what really matters. But the big news is in the midst of all that, Tyus Jones will be a Memphis Grizzly as Minnesota declined to match the three-year, what should be $28 million deal, they say, with makeable incentives. What do you think?
If you're looking at it in terms of would I rather have DeLon Wright or Tyus Jones, you know, you can make a case either way. But when you throw in the extra draft picks, I'd rather have that. I mean, you use what, the mid-level exception? You're not gonna kill yourself. I just think in general, I think this move would have mattered way more, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago when this team was still a playoff team. But in general now, I find myself thinking the stakes are relatively low because, you know, you're signing a backup point guard, or you're signing what you hope ends up being your backup point guard, and the stakes are just so low right now.
Yeah, what I like about it is, that's a hefty price for a backup point guard who can't shoot, right? I mean, you could say that. You could say 3 years, $28 million for a backup point guard who can't shoot. Minnesota obviously decided it's too much of a price, right? And although their fans, it appears that just from reading social media, their fans are unhappy, which is always a nice sign for Memphis fans. He's also a Minnesota kid, which is a twist here. They let him go. So they let go a guy who they drafted, who's local, and they just decided to do it worth it. And it is a reasonable sum of money to pay, and some would say too much money to pay. And then there are those who really – it's funny, DeLon Wright became a – there are those – some people have almost a DeLon Wright fetish, it seems like, in the national media. Like, people love DeLon Wright. There are various people who love DeLon Wright. And so, yeah, I'm not sure if next year one DeLon Wright wouldn't have been better than Tyus Jones. I think that we will see. DeLon Wright came in last year and was a really effective backup point guard for the Grizzlies. One of maybe the most effective. I mean, that's a place where the Grizzlies have struggled. Of course, it's a place where a lot of teams struggle. It's not easy to find and pay an effective backup point guard, but the Grizzlies have had a horrendous record of it. And so I like DeLon Wright. What I like about it is I just like the intentionality that has gone into this whole thing. Like, they made an assessment about DeLon Wright and said, the Grizzlies said, we don't think he's worth this much. And we can flip him and get seconds, and we are going to come up with a contract that Minnesota will not match. And they were right. They were right about that. They are, whatever you think about this, we don't know how it's going to turn out, but there is a sense of momentum and purposefulness and vision to this front office that is incredibly refreshing. And they obviously know he can't shoot, although there's some talk that they think they can play him with Ja in certain circumstances. It'll be a little tougher than playing, not as much of a natural fit, just for size reasons, you would think, as DeLon Wright. But unlike Ja Morant, he takes care of the ball. He's a superb, I mean, he had practically 7-1 assist to turnover ratio last year. He takes care of the ball, unlike Ja. He's going to come in. He's going to make the smart play. He's going to play with pace. He fits sort of this, fits with the bigs. Who the Grizzlies have assembled with among others, Brandon Clark looked great again last night. So I like the fact that they clearly have a vision. They're executing it, and they are executing it effectively. The whole point with a restricted free agent is you have to put a number on the table that they won't match. That's how you win. You don't win by putting a number on the table that is then matched. You win by putting a number on the table that they don't match and that doesn't handicap you or going forward. And I think the Grizzlies did that. It's a 3-year deal. It's not a forever. It's not the Kyle Anderson deal. And I think he'll be an effective point guard next year. He'll be an effective backup next year. And so he fits from an age perspective. He fits from a style of play perspective. And as you point out, he fits from an educational background perspective going to Duke. So I just think it's another piece in what has really been a hell of a summer, I think, for the Grizzlies. Continues to be a hell of a summer for the Grizzlies as they look for the future. So when I saw it, I was thrilled for them, thrilled. I think, you can now look at this. And again, look at all the assets, first and second round picks that they've assembled going forward too. Like, they very clearly have a sense of what the heck they're trying to do, and they have pulled it off. And yeah, I think I give them all the credit in the world.
Now, as you mentioned, the Grizzlies did win last night in Summer League. Do you put any stock into Summer League?
No, I mean, no. You put stock in certain performances, right? You put stock in – I mean, you wish Ja Morant were playing. That would be the most fun. But given that he's not playing, Brandon Clark is the person of interest. And, like, he was plus 25 in 21 minutes last night. Once again, like, he's a monster. I think he was 9 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, plus 25 in 21 minutes. We've seen players tear it up in the summer league and then not be good. So That's but if you're bad in the summer league, it's hard to imagine that you're going to be good. And so that's exciting. Isn't that exciting to you? Like, it also, it's exciting for two reasons. One, you think about the player going forward with the Grizzlies. Again, seems to fit what they do. And secondly, it suggests, like, it gives you further confidence in the front office. They made that deal. They then dealt up and got him. They identified him as a guy. It's starting to look like he may have been a right guy to identify. If you hit on a draft pick in the 20s, like, that's damn good. And so I'm excited about that, and I'm excited about I'm excited about what it might suggest for the front office in terms of other players who actually matter. You know, Grayson Allen played last night, and he was fine. He was okay. He was better in the second half. 23 minutes, 13 points. He was 4 of 11, 1 of 6 from 3. I'll be interested to see what he turns out to be. But no, I mean, you can't. Of course, we don't put any stock in the W's and L's. What were they in summer league last year? Do you have any idea? What were they in summer league the year before? Do you have any idea?
None. Was it 2 years? There was 2 years ago where, like, they
didn't win a title.
Yeah, they made it to. I can't remember if they.
I think they won a title 1 year.
I remember my first summer here, so that would have been the summer of 2017. So that's the summer that we're referencing. I just remember that the summer league was going on during SEC media days, and so Rob Fisher was down there, as was Stats. He was down there as well, and, like, we all just kind of watched games together. And I can't remember if they won it or if they made it to the final. But I mean, the only reason
what I remember about summer league is individuals. Like,
yes.
What you really remember is Jaren Jackson coming out last summer league and hitting all those threes in his first game, right? Like,
yes.
That's what I remember from summer league. I actually remember when Zebo, the year that Zebo was drafted, 19th, I think, or something, right? I mean, that was the Grizzlies' first draft. It was the Powell draft. It was like the Grizzlies did great in that draft. But Zebo came out and tore it up in summer league. And you start to get a sense of players. And hopefully we'll look back at the summer league as a summer league where, yeah, we started to realize that Brandon Clark was real. I put stock in it from that perspective, and I'm entertained by it from that perspective. But no, the W's and L's, of course, don't matter at all.
No, the other thing that you mentioned about Brandon Clark that I think is exciting is, you know, there's always going to be – you're always, I think, in the back of your mind going to have this question, okay, well, why did he fall in the draft when so many – you know, when people know what they're talking about said, hey, man, this guy's really good, and one of the common answers to that is, well, he didn't have a great wingspan. And then you would have people that would point out, he goes, yeah, but he's like an unbelievably talented athlete. He's so explosive, Jeff. There was like a play.
Right,
there
pops off.
Yeah.
It pops off. There's no question.
He elevates so quickly. It's not the same level, but the my first thought, I mean, you know, I've told you because I am a degenerate. I have to watch a ton of West Coast Conference basketball games because that's how you get back late on a Thursday night.
Right.
But, you know, it's one thing to look athletic in that league, and I'm familiar with that league because I went to school out there. That league is not exactly filled with tremendous athletes, so I think it's easier to look like a superior athlete in that league. It's encouraging to see that he still looks like a superior athlete, and I understand that this is not, you know, you're going up against guys that are primarily fighting for an opportunity to play in the league, and I'm
right.
Completely understand that. But he clearly is a noticeably more athletic player than what he goes up against.
Yeah, he falls because the athleticism is clear. The production was clear. But in the end, they look at, does a guy who is this size with his arms are this length, who's like, does that translate, right? That's in the end.
Yes.
It's skepticism about, okay, I see the athleticism and I see the production, but my experience tells me that this players who look like this don't translate, right? And so you start again, as you point out, it's just summer league, but it's starting to look like it does translate, which is the bet that the Grizzlies made, is that yes, it does translate. And so it's starting to look like it now, whether that translates into preseason, whether it translates into regular season, whether it translates, we shall see. But you're exactly right. That kind of athleticism is going to be effective. The other thing I really like about this whole thing is in the context of the new NBA, where players leave after however many years for either a collection of other great players or B, another great city, or maybe a collection of other great players in a great city, a big city, right? What you want is you need the stars, but what you want is to develop a group in many ways. You want to develop a group that will look around and say, yeah, we could go somewhere, but we don't have it. Why would we? What's going to be better than this, right? You want a group that looks around and says, what's going to be better than this? And that's what you had with Mike and Mark and Tony and Zeebo. You had this group that said, yeah, I suppose we could go somewhere else, but I'm happy here. What's going to be better than this? It's what you had in San Antonio. Yes, Tim Duncan or they all could have gone somewhere else, but what is going to be better than this? And what you hope is they have these collection of players in the same age cohort, whether it's Ja and Jaren and now Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark, and you've got this. It's not just last year, it was like Jaren by himself, you know, and then yes. Dylan. But now you throw Dylan in there too. You look around and it's five or six young players. Now they're not going to all hit. I didn't think Bruno Caboclo looked so great last night, I'll be honest with you. So, but you never know. And Grayson Allen also in that collection of players. So you have a bunch of guys in this age range who you hope four of them hit. In a big, you know, in a significant way. And if four of them hit in a significant way, then you have something, and that something that might actually last longer than just, the first contract until they can get the hell out of here. So that's the other thing that's sort of fun about this. There is such a, you could just see the plan developing, and they've planted the seed, they've watered it, and now you get to watch it grow over the next few years. To me, this whole thing is a blast.
Yeah, I completely agree, because it's the idea of, yes, maybe all, you know, the odds are overwhelming that all of these guys do not pan out, but they are giving themselves so many opportunities and they're not waste, you know what I mean? Like they're going to have more shots. It's like you said a couple of years ago during the summer in which the Grizzlies were just throwing stuff at the dartboard. Well, yeah, the Grizzlies now are kind of throwing stuff at the dartboard, but they're young assets, and you're not dependent on every single one of these guys hitting for your franchise to be successful.
And there's also very little talk at this point about that Boston pick, and which is sort of interesting. To be clear, if in 2 years it is an unprotected first that is owed Boston, and if the Grizzlies end up, you know, who can predict with the lottery, with the second pick of the draft, and it conveys to Boston, there will be a period of lamentation. And when that happens, right, people are like, oh, it should have been ours, blah, blah, blah. But hopefully by that point, A, you have this collection of assets and other picks that cushions the blow, and B, you have a promising enough nucleus that you don't just feel, like committing hari-kari because you gave this pick away. Once upon a time, that pick felt like our only way out, right? And we gave it away.
Yes.
And now it feels like, okay, they figured out another way out. And it will be too bad. But the truth of the matter is, that pick is going, whether it is the first pick, the second pick, the seventh pick. From the Grizzlies' perspective, psychologically, it may make a difference if it's the first pick or the seventh pick. But the Grizzlies, 2 years, but the Grizzlies aren't getting it anyway. So in terms of building their team, it actually makes no difference if it's the first pick or the seventh pick. It's just psychologically, how will it feel? But they've assembled this other way out, and so I think it's just not something that anyone is focused on this year. In terms of, listen, the larger picture here is, and it sort of fits with this, they're not going to be good next year. I think they're going to be bad next year. Mm-hmm. Do we have an over-under win total yet? Our win total's out.
There were like preliminary ones. Let me see if they've been updated. Like the preliminary ones was, I saw as low as 24.5, and I think as high as 28, maybe.
I would take if it was 28, I'm taking the under.
I agree on
Are you
that.
Taking the over at 28. I just like what's the team? The team right now, I think, if you're looking at it, it's Ja is starting, Jaren is starting, Jonas is starting. Right, that's pretty clear, and I think probably Dylan is starting at the two. Don't you think Dylan is likely starting at the two? We don't know. CJ Miles isn't around to start anyway. You know, so you've got Dylan starting, and then what? Kyle Anderson starting.
I think that's right.
Josh Jackson starting. That like that is a young Ja Morant who is going to be throwing the ball all over the place. Point guards aren't good their first year. So he's going to be throwing the ball over the place. You've got Dylan, who's you hope he continues to his upward trajectory, but he's clearly, if he's your two, he's the bottom third of the league in starting twos. He's the bottom quarter of the league in starting twos. I mean, let's if we're being real here, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the NBA? I mean...
Yeah, yeah. No, he should be he could be a rotation player on a good team, but, like, that is a horrific backcourt. Hopefully, Ja is going to be a star. But to start the season, that is a horrific backcourt in terms of actual wins and losses starting tomorrow, right? That's not an effective winning backcourt in the NBA. Jonas, we know, can put up numbers. We hope Jaren continues, whatever. But where's the shooting? If that's let's just say it would be Kyle Anderson. Well, if it's Kyle and Ja and Dylan and Jaren and Jonas, like Dylan can shoot a little and Jaren can shoot, but like it is a sub 28 win team. And I'm fine with that. Like I don't, that's fine. I would probably take what's the other one? You saw it as low as 24.5 or 24.
Yeah,
I'd probably take the over there, right? I'd probably take the over there, and I'd probably take the under at 28. I think it would be someplace in there. And I could see him winning 29 games or maybe 31 games, as many as 31 games.
You just never know. You never know what's going to happen during that period from March till the end of the season, where so many teams are playing, essentially an elevated version of their G League team.
Maybe Josh Jackson's going to be really good. Like you never know. Maybe he is going to finally show the potential that made him the number fourth pick of the draft, and not just in flashes like he did with the Suns. When he did in flashes, look really good. I mean, I can see 31 wins, but I'm not predicting it. It's just going to be a totally different experience next year, where you're going to be watching, watching like once upon a time you watched Powell and Shane. Like, they're building something here, and let's see where it goes, and it's just going to be a total different experience. But they aren't. I would much sooner watch this team than last year's team or the year before's team. There's not even a close call. Like, I'm looking forward to going to games. I don't know what it's going to look like. Every part of this is interesting to me. I'm thrilled at the idea of watching this unfold. But I'm under no illusions that they're going to be stacking wins. They're not.
Oh, no, and I think that's, as you point out, like, the fact that the Grizzlies are where they are now, and yes, I understand a large portion of that is contributed to the luck of getting the number two pick and then having Ja and being able to rebuild in the way that they are, but, like, the fact that this team's going to stink next year, like, doesn't even depress me.
Right. It doesn't even depress you. In fact, the truth is that I'm by the way, that it's the top six protected this year.
Right.
So I'm not even entertaining the idea that the Grizzlies are going to convey that pick. I suppose they could.
I mean, the argument would be better that, well, now that we've seen with the draft lottery odds, like, to me...
Right, but they still have to get...
Right.
So let's say they finish, actually, I guess, they could finish fourth or fifth from the bottom and be pushed to seventh. And then thereby convey the pick, right? But I'm going to have no energy about that. I'm assuming they're going to pick in the top five of this coming draft. The lottery odds are flatter, and so you never know. And they could pop up or they could slide down or whatnot. But I think they're going to be one of the five or six worst teams in the league. And so I just assume that. And then, yeah, lottery night will come, and I suppose it's possible they'll slide out. They'll slide out of the and they'll end up conveying the pick to Boston. But if they end up picking a top six player in this year's draft, I'm okay with that. You know, I'm okay with that. It would be interesting if you had the opportunity to draft James Wiseman, because obviously would be coming off what you hope is a magnificent year at Memphis would be a hell of a lot of fun to be able to keep him in Memphis and to be able to even think about that. But the truth is, with Jaren here, it's not a perfect fit. So there are certainly other players who might make more sense from a positional perspective. I continue to believe, and I'll always believe, that you take the player who's most likely to be a star. And if that's James, it's James. But listen, that'll be part of the fun part of the lottery this year will be the way it dovetails with the Memphis Tigers, because the Memphis Tigers are going to have players who are in the lottery this year, and the Grizzlies are going to be in the lottery this year, and you'll be able to start wondering, thinking about, I don't know what Precious Achiuwa's, you know, what his year is going to be like at the University of Memphis, and he doesn't seem like a perfect fit for this roster
for
either.
For single sake, I hope it's a huge year, because then we can really move some units.
So, maybe even
a remix coming up later, Precious, you know?
Right, exactly. A dance remix.
Yes.
The Precious Achiuwa remix. But I don't think he doesn't seem like a particularly a fit either. But it is going to be sort of fun the way that those two things dovetail is the Tigers season and the Grizzlies' apparent return, seeming likely return to the lottery.
Yes. By the way, I found an updated line that includes free agency, and they have the Grizzlies at 27.5 for the win total.
God, they love it. I hate Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's almost like they know what they're doing.
That's a tough one. I swear, I think I take the under though.
I do too. Like you can tell. Like the problem is, this is all going to be based upon what is that last, 6 weeks of the season look like? And because the Grizzlies are playing their young guys, and they have cohesion.
Health matters.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things. But, yeah. Like, can Jonas carry him to what kind of role? The whole thing. But I will take, I think, 27.5. I think I'll take the under.
Okay, so you mentioned James Wiseman. You mentioned Precious Achiuwa and the highlights that we all can share. A year ago this time, Jeff, they were over at Peach Jam. And when you think about, when Penny Hardaway went to Peach Jam this time last year, does it feel different to you this year?
It does. Dramatically different. I think it feels different in two ways. One, we know he can do it. Right. I think there's a greater confidence. Last year, he goes to Peach Jam, and at that point, we'd seen him get Alo and we'd seen him get Tyler, but there was still this question, and I was one of the people who would ask it on the radio. I said, can he actually? We know what he's supposed to do. Can he actually get these dudes? Right. And the answer is yes, he can. So I think you go with a sense of much greater confidence. The funny thing, though, is that because they have such a gifted actual team now, last year I think there was more giddiness over, like last year when Penny walked into the gym, it was, here's a story on Penny walking into the gym. Here's a story on Penny wearing a flat brimmed hat.
Yeah, this was the time that the Tiger bookstore sold out.
Yeah.
They sold out of the hat.
The Tiger bookstore sold out of that hat. And I did a story on them, a column on them selling out of the hat. And so there was a certain giddiness last year to it all. Now, for me, the giddiness is over the season to come. Like, this is fun, and Peach Jam's great, and Drew's going to be there covering it for the Daily Memphian, and you just read his stuff there, the Daily Memphian and all of that. And it's interesting, can they put another top 10 recruiting class on top of this top 10 recruiting class, and it of course is the lifeblood to everything, and you don't this you don't want success to be a one-year deal, and it's as important and all of that. But in terms of what people are thinking about, I think they're thinking about the Bahamas. You know, it's funny. Like, I'm up here. Scott Morris of Church Health happens to be on this down the lake from me here, and he asked me if I was going to the Bahamas because, and I mean, Scott's a sports fan, but he's not, you know, whatever. But he's like, people are looking forward to that. They want to see this monster unveiled, you know? And so there's a lot of excitement about that. The other thing that he's excited about, honestly, is he's already bought tickets for the golf tournament. And he goes most years. Honestly, Scott knows a lot of folks who might invite him and whatever. But this year he wasn't leaving it to chance. And there's another commitment already today. But this year he wasn't leaving it to chance.
DJ officially committed.
Yeah. And he just
Dustin Johnson said, for those that don't follow golf, sorry. Yeah.
And he said, I'm not gonna miss this. I'm buying tickets. And so I just think it's a different kind of excitement. Then it was sort of the giddiness of anticipation and all of that, and what does Penny look like as a basketball, you know, as a basketball recruiter. Now it's, we know he can recruit, we know he's good at this job, and this is fun. I want to see them in Bahamas. That's where I am on this program right now.
I think that's a very fair way to say it. And then Jeff, yesterday, not to end on too sour of a note, but we lost a great one. We lost Rip Torn, and I just thought that I would leave you with some sage words of wisdom from one of his most iconic characters, and that, of course, is Patches O'Houlihan from the 2008 seminal film Dodgeball. And, you know, I mean, you have, of course, the cliche ones such as, if you can dodge traffic, you can dodge a ball. But I'd like to go.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
And most importantly, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. But, you know, also it's always nice to remember that you have the five Ds of dodgeball: dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. Underrated ones, though. Holy hell, son, you're as useful as an ass-flavored lollipop. I thought that was a really good one. There's a video of him as a younger Patches O'Houlihan back when he was one of the United States of America's not only signature celebrity athletes, but of course one of the greatest of all time in terms of playing the game of dodgeball. And he reminds the kids out there that dodgeball is a sport of violence, exclusion, and degradation. So when you're picking players in gym class, remember to pick the bigger ones, the stronger kids for your team. That way you can gang up on the weaker ones, like Winston here.
Do you think his best work was Dodgeball, or do you go Men in Black, or do you go The Larry Sanders Show, or, and I, this is a quiet and underrated entry, do you go Real Life?
I thought you were going to go Zeus from Hercules.
Or Zeus from Hercules, mm-hmm. Or Real Life. He, after all, was once arrested for breaking into a bank.
Yes.
With a gun, thinking it was his home.
Yes.
Because he was that drunk. Also got into a brawl with Norman Mailer, I believe. It bit his ear. Mm-hmm. And sounds like he was a complete wild man. And let's be honest, drunk, right?
I mean, oh, yeah, no. He had severe substance abuse problems.
Yeah. Severe substance abuse problems. It made it for quite a while, given, like, he hung in there for a long time, given his lifestyle. But so, given the, you're going with Dodgeball over Men in Black, over Larry Sanders Show, over Zeus?
Yeah, because, like, with the Larry Sanders Show, which I do think is, like, one of those, like, classic, oh, it was so ahead of its time, it's very good, but it's kind of the premise, and it's the fact that it's an ensemble, and it was just the whole look into the world of late night that I think made it more fascinating. Like, you can make a legitimate argument. He is in a movie with Vince Vaughn when Vince Vaughn's at the peak of his celebrity, the peak of his, like, comedy career. And you can make the argument that Rip Torn was the best part of the movie.
R.I.P. Rip Torn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was married three times.
Yep.
what's her name? Paige, the actress. He was married to an actress.
Geraldine Page.
He was married to Geraldine Page. And their mailbox, when they were married, said their mailbox was torn page.
Mm-hmm. You got to like that.
Which is pretty good. That's a pretty good mailbox, right?
Sense of humor.
Yeah. Anyway. Thank you, Jeffrey. I appreciate it.
All right, Jeff. Appreciate it.
See you, man. Back in a moment with the Jeff Calkins Show, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
They got a cool thing going on at Triumph Bank these days. They're working with the kids from the Carpenter Art Garden. I say kids, these are teenagers who have been hired by the Carpenter Art Garden, thanks in part to a grant from Triumph Bank, to work at the Art Garden. And they're all making a little bit of money. And so the folks at Triumph said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to teach them how to set up a checking account, how to get a debit card, how to use a debit card, how to budget, and how to save. They understand at Triumph Bank that it's impossible to make any real progress on building a financial future without these basic skills. And so they've put together a team of volunteers, including the CEO, Will Chase, to make sure the kids at the Carpenter Art Garden have the knowledge and access they need. That's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank. And that's how they treat everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website, triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Get more 92.9. Download the Radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Landers Auto Sales. They got a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from, like the 2018 Jeep Wrangler, which is exactly what I'm in right now. I love that vehicle. You'll love it too. They got more of them out there on the lot. They got lots of goals at Landers, but their number one goal is simple, and that is to ensure their customers are totally satisfied. So get down there and let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them, Goodman Road in South Haven, or on the web, LandersMemphis.com. Landers Auto Sales. If it doesn't say Landers, you pay too much.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Experience the difference of a Spartan mower. Spartan not only looks amazing on and off the lawn, it's packed with standard features like GT Track for precision traction, balance, and control, with optional features like radial front tires and an all-new 360 floating seat for an incredibly comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest-growing mower companies in the world, Lads, for your zero-turn and golf car needs.
Lads. Up your life with Lads. Lads. Up your life.
Guys know more is better. So this month, Sport Clips Haircuts is thanking our clients with the Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's double the MVP experience for the price of a single. So after your fresh cut, we double your relaxing massaging shampoo and our legendary hot steam towel. You can even turn your hot towel into a refreshing chilled towel to get the MVP on ice. Instant Replay. It's the MVP on repeat. Download the Sport Clips app and check in online today.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Did you know nearly 40% of men under 40 and over 75% of men over the age of 40 experience sexual performance concerns? At the Memphis Men's Clinic, their experienced physician performs a comprehensive evaluation that determines which specific issues may interfere with your sexual performance. These issues can vary and range from anxiety to medical issues, low testosterone, or erectile dysfunction. The Memphis Men's Clinic has evaluated hundreds of men of all ages over the years and reestablished a normal sexual life. The Memphis Men's Clinic will work aggressively to resolve issues and allow you to restore your sexual health and overall well-being. That's the Memphis way. If you're 20 years old or 90 years old, come and get cared for the Memphis way. Treatment that's based on your specific needs after a professional clinical evaluation by their experienced board-certified physician. Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today at 901-443-0475 or visit memphismensclinic.com.
We apologize for this Walmart grocery pickup commercial. Because while you can't see the groceries I'll describe, my words may make your stomach growl loud. Get the baby carrots you crunch and the sweet ripe berries that make your mouth water. And now you can order online and get free curbside pickup, freshness guaranteed. So pick up these delicious things without even leaving your car. Sorry, that was my stomach. Walmart grocery pickup, $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
Memphis Grizzlies have officially signed restricted free agent point guard Tyus Jones to a three-year deal. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, the Minnesota Timberwolves are trying to make cap space in order to go after perhaps D'Angelo Russell. They covet him, so they elected not to match the Memphis Grizzlies' offer. So Tyus Jones is headed to Memphis. It is expected that he will be the number two point guard, of course, behind Ja Morant. But again, the Grizzlies get him on a three-year, $28 million deal. Working on getting Brian Scalabrine on the line. A few things to get to with Brian Scalabrine. Also want to let you know what we got coming up here on the program. Ben Hogan has joined us in studio. Glad to have Ben here. Always good to have my buddy back. Dan Devine's going to join us at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Chris Harrington on a much-earned vacation. Because of that, we will add Dan at 10 o'clock. Having some issues getting Brian on the phone. Ben, how are you, buddy?
I'm all right, man. How are you? It's good to be back.
It's good to be back. First time having you back since, let's see... Was it the Olympics when Jeff was gone?
Maybe.
You filled in a lot when Jeff was in South Korea for me. But now that like half the station's not here today.
Yeah, you got to call in the reserves. The bench.
Well, go to the bench. I don't consider you a bench player. I consider you Lou Williams. I just let you.
I appreciate that.
I don't start you, but I play you starter minutes so that way you can win your 15th straight six man of the year. Giannotto pointed this out. Did this bother you? The Clippers had two guys nominated for sixth man of the year. Like,
how does that work?
There's a number in there. Like, one guy's the sixth guy.
Right. One guy is the sixth guy. You can't have two sixth men of the year. That doesn't make any sense.
Hold on. I'm working.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
It's live radio.
Welcome to live radio. Welcome to live radio. Yes, so I consider you my Lou Williams. I play you 38 minutes a game. I wear the crap out of you.
Also seems like I never age, just like Lou Williams. He's been in the league for how long?
He really is. Like, I feel like every time Lou Williams has that game where he gets like 35 points, I always wind up on his Wikipedia page and I was like, and I'm always like taken aback by how old he is.
Yeah, I remember he got drafted by Philly and they were talking about teaming him up with Iverson, and that was a long time ago. He came out of high school though.
Correct. He was officially born here, but what, he grew up in Atlanta? Is that right?
Yeah.
I think that's right, yeah.
I believe so, somewhere in Georgia.
We're working on getting Brian to actually call in, so that's what we're dealing with. Of course, Brian Scalabrine has quite the resume now. Of course, the White Mamba, if you will. But more importantly, he's a Radio.com sports insider. He's also the host of the Big Time Basketball podcast. You can also hear him on the Starting Lineup, which airs on SiriusXM's NBA radio. That's 6 to 9 local time. He's also the Boston Celtics television analyst. But there are a few things that I want to get to when he does call in. First and foremost, Ben, did it take you back when the news broke yesterday that Kevin Durant didn't tell anyone with the Nets that he was going to sign with the Nets until he released it on Instagram? Like, the first official word that they got was releasing it on social media?
Well, you don't want anybody to leak it besides yourself.
That's a very good point. But that's the thing, though. Kyrie had to know, right?
Maybe. I don't know. If you don't want anybody to know to leak it, I mean, Woj, you don't know how many connections he has. You don't know how far his reach
but
is.
But, like, you're trying to figure out, like, you and Kyrie are trying to go to the same place. So I figure, other than the people that knew that Durant was making a decision inside his camp, Kyrie had to have some indication.
Probably so. Probably a little bit, but it's not really that surprising that the Nets didn't know. I mean, I guess it is a little bit, but what I'm saying is it just seems like once somebody in any organization knows that a guy's coming to their team, it seems like it's leaked out by Wojnarowski, Adrian Wojnarowski.
Oh, there's no question on that. Like, I've now started calling him the Grizzlies team spokesman, because I feel like anytime we get Grizzlies news, it always, if it's actual Grizzlies news that's coming from the Grizzlies, it's through Wojnarowski. If it's, what was the Shams? There was a Shams report that was like in the middle of free agency. I was like, ooh, red flag, red flag, red flag, because it was Shams.
He's usually pretty spot on, though.
Shams is very good, but with the Grizzlies, he's not as in tight. Like,
right.
And so when, what was that report? There was a Shams report, and I immediately was like, that's a red flag, and it turned out to be a red flag. So, but no, I'm not besmirching Shams' reporting ability. It more goes to show of how good Woj is with Grizzlies news. So that's what I thought was interesting. But you're right also in the fact that it's certainly commonplace now, particularly in like recruiting and college news in college sports, where news breaks from the actual person's social media account. Like, now, like, that's how you find out. Like, most recruiting is, most guys are breaking their own commitments now.
Yeah.
And it does feel like this is now getting more and more to professional sports. And what I mean by it seems like it's more and more control the message. You're your own media outlet and whatnot.
You got to sell the brand. You know, you can't get any sponsorships and everything in high school. So you got to go ahead and sell your brand saying, hey, I'm marketable. So when you do, if you do reach the NBA, you know, you want to have every shoe company or every, you know, sports drink or whatever. You want as many guys coming to you being like, you know how to sell your brand. I want to put my money on you. And you got to start that as young as you can nowadays because of the way social media is.
And more importantly, in fairness to those guys, like, being a social media influencer is a thing. You can make a ton of money.
You can start fake music fests.
Yes. And then have two, not one, but two documentaries made about it.
Yes.
God, what the fire fest. Unbelievable. Favorite scene from either documentary?
I don't even know.
I'll start. My favorite moment is when, they realize, they have that moment where this is not going to work. And what's the felon's name? His name escapes me. But he rides off on
the... I know who you're talking about.
He clears his head. To go clear his head, he rides off on the four-wheeler, and then he comes back, 2 hours later, all right, I've got it. And he had his plan to solve it all. It was the most surreal. It was the most perfect moment. It's this guy's, a sociopath. He has no self-awareness, no concept of what is going on. So, indeed, that's exactly what he would do. He would ride off on his four-wheeler and not realize, how outrageous he looks.
It's like everybody realizes their beds are super wet. Because they're in those tents and they're all wet and they're just like, what?
Yeah, it turns out tents not great. First off, not knowing that the Caribbean or wherever it was that, it rains every day.
Yes.
I liked that. That was impressive. And more importantly, the fact that it really, as you point out, it basically was all started by a 1 minute promo video on social media.
Yeah. I mean, everybody has that memorable scene where the guy said he'd do anything for water.
Yeah.
But everybody knows that one.
Yeah. Yes. I was prepared to do anything. I was prepared to do anything. All right. There's a couple other things I want to get to in terms of the NBA. Okay. So I'm curious to know your thoughts. In terms of free agency, because this seems to be a topic, and Jeff is very passionate about it, I'm somewhere in between, and this is the topic that I am referring to. Jeff thinks that this free agency was a bad, not to put words in his mouth, but it's a bad omen of signs of what's to come in free agency, in that we're now going back to where stars are just going to cluster in big markets, and they want to go back to big markets, and that this is the beginning of a bad period for small markets keeping big stars. I don't necessarily outright disagree with him. I do think that a little bit of context has to be applied. If you look at it, the big market teams were the ones that cleared the amount of cap space. Now, and they could therefore make the pitches and make the plays. I guess the one that you could maybe say that's not necessarily the case, the Clippers ended up having to give up a ton to try and get Paul George to make it work to get Kawhi. But I don't necessarily think it is. I think this is kind of an outlier, but it's also, to add context to it, I also never felt like for instance, when Paul George chose to stay with the Thunder, I didn't really feel like Paul George was picking Oklahoma City over the Lakers or picking Russell Westbrook over, over any other superstar, LeBron or whatnot. I felt like it was Oklahoma City put the most money in front of him. And so he chose to do that.
Right.
But I didn't think that was going to come I didn't think that meant from now on, if a small market has a free agent, therefore they're going to be able to keep him forever. I didn't think that was a sign of what was to come here. I just really look at it in terms of what we're seeing now. Brooklyn clears the cap space. The Lakers, obviously, GM LeBron.
Brooklyn was really, really bad.
Yes.
For a few years to get that.
Yes. And then on top of that, they had to get rid of their previous regime.
Yeah.
So, for instance, I don't think what we saw happen in free agency this year is going to have any impact significantly or insignificantly on what Jaren Jackson elects to do. At the end of the day, Anthony Davis wanted to leave New Orleans. Not so much to go to L.A., it's because they weren't putting anything around him. And so frustration builds, and when frustration keeps building and building and building, then you have the opportunity for LeBron and Clutch Sports to get in your ear and talk you into that idea. But I think if New Orleans would have done a better job building around Anthony Davis, I don't necessarily think that Anthony Davis, like, I don't think it was just like, get me out of New Orleans, get me to LA, get me to a big market. I think it was frustration, and then all of a sudden now it's like, okay, well, I want to go to LA.
I think it's a lot of, if you have a star or budding superstar, you do what you can to build the team around them. Utah, Donovan Mitchell, I mean, you want to keep him there, you want to keep him happy, you go and get a Mike Conley. You go and you build around the superstar. Giannis just signed a big contract extension. He's in Milwaukee. I mean, I know that these
By
are
the
not-
way, quick shout out to nepotism now entering the NBA. Giannis's brother.
Yeah. Yeah, you bring his brother in.
Yeah, you bring his brother in, you pay his brother. But also,
I know Milwaukee's not necessarily like a small market. It's not a Memphis. It's not.
No, it's bigger, but I mean, it's still, I don't know what, it's a like the 40th biggest market.
Yeah, it's not a New Yorker or an LA by any means, obviously.
No.
But I mean, no one went to the Knicks. It's not like everybody's going and flooding the major markets. There's actually parity in the NBA now because of that. But I think it's when you get a young star, usually through the draft now, you do what you can to build around that star, make them happy. It's not necessarily the city, money and the city a little bit, it's making them feel comfortable and winning. Yes. It's making them feel comfortable as well.
Yes.
Some people want to win. I mean, most of them want to win, but
I think
at the end of the day, it's like, you're going to pamper me. You're going to do everything you can to make me feel good that you want me here. I'm going to stay here. You build around me. I want you to build a team around me that can win a title.
And this is why, to the point that you're making, this is why I think what has been so encouraging about the last month and a half of the Grizzlies front office, it's the fact that it's not just the acquisition of assets. It's the fact that they have the complete understanding. We are, you know, as the Grizzlies, you've got to get as many chances and as many shots at the draft as possible to build that winner and build that contender. And they turn Mike Conley and Marc Gasol into 14 total draft assets. Could not get a hold of Brian Scalabrine, but it's okay. When we come back, Dan Devine is going to join the program. We'll ask him his thoughts about whether or not free agency was a sign of things to come. We'll ask him about some summer league as well and more when we come back right here on the Jeff Calkins Show, 99 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It has been a wet year. Rains come. Last thing you want to do is worry about water getting into your basement, water getting into your crawl space, water getting into your carport, water everywhere. Don't worry about it. Call Redeemers Group at 541-8765, 541-8765, and have them come out and fix it for you. I had a friend who had water coming into his basement. Redeemers Group came out, sealed it right up, have not had a problem since. Here's the real beauty of it, is they will not charge you a single penny for the initial consultation. Call them, 541-8765, come out, they'll analyze the situation, and whether it's a foundation problem, crawl space issue, waterproofing, any of that, they will assess the situation and they will give you an estimate. If you want to proceed, by all means, mention my name, Jeff Calkins. You will get an additional $50 off. If you don't, though, will not cost you a single cent to get their expert analysis. 541-8765 is the phone number or on the web at redeemersgroup.com.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up. The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Ever thought about all the things that are fast and fun? Like race cars, roller coasters, and horses. Know what else is fast and fun? Adding quick cash to your next Tennessee Cash Play for the chance to win up to $500 instantly. Plus, a chance to win the Tennessee Cash Jackpot drawing later. Have some fun now and later with Tennessee Cash, featuring the new Quick Cash add-on, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Oh, hi, Amy. What brings you to the Xfinity store today?
Do the hokey pokey and sing me something.
No.
Eat some spaghetti.
What?
Do the worm.
Why would I do that?
Well, I hear Xfinity gives me control.
Oh, yeah. Over your in-home Wi-Fi. You can see who's online, you can pause it, you can set a curfew for your kids.
Wait, So I don't have control over everything?
No.
So that guy outside that I just made wash my car?
It looks like he's getting inside.
I gotta go.
Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for just $40 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires equal bill and auto pay. Ends 9/30/19. Restrictions apply. New basic TV and performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fee extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Hey, this is Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenues with parking on Front Street. Stop by Happy Hour Tuesday through Friday, 5 to 6:30, featuring $2 off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.